Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Jamario Washington, J-A-M-A-R-I-O, Washington, W-A-S-H-I-N-G-T-O-N, date of service is 7/21/2022, date of birth 7/4/96, and date of accident is 3/8/2022. Mr. Jamario Washington is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was rear-ended on 3/8/2022 as an Uber passenger. There were five people in the thing, and he was traveling as a rear passenger on the right side. The impact caused him some headaches along with spots in the vision, as well as pain in the neck radiating to the right arm all the way to the wrist, as well as mid-back pain, lower back pain, and right knee pain without any radiculopathy. Today is his second visit. Today is his third visit in the area. The patient has been provided with medication, physical therapy, and he reports that he's around 10% improvement, and he can walk up to half a mile. His headaches are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 with once a week frequency. His knee pain is 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. Severe pain is reported in the neck and lower back to the tune of 10. Elbow pain is reported to be 5, and there is no radiation of pain at all anywhere. The patient is otherwise stable. He is able to sleep reasonably well with the medications are helping him. Pain level is around 10, 6 to 10 from a scale of 1 to 10. His ADLs are affected as follows. Sleep is affected 8. The general activity, mood, and walking ability, work, and enjoyment of life are affected 7. Relationship with other people is affected 6. System review, patient reports of ongoing headaches, which are 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, but they are not associated with any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, blackout, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and they are associated with depression, but poor work performance, but nothing else. In the pain and numbness, patient reports ongoing pain in the ankle and the foot, bilaterally, both knee pain, pain in the right elbow, and pain in the neck, mid back, upper back, lower back, as well as the right shoulder. The patient has stiffness in the right shoulder, neck, and lower back, and no difficulty walking is reported. No nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel are reported. There is no stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain has worsened, and there are no further changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss at this time in last 30 days. No other trauma. Current pain medications are Tramadol, and substance abuse none is reported. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 120 over 84, pulse is 77, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination same from previous visit of 6/7/2022. Dictation number is 0607-114. The diagnosis is the same. Plan of care is to continue the physical therapy at three times per week, focusing on the neck, mid-back, lower back, both sacroiliac joint, knee, shoulder, elbows, with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. Patient remain disabled for the work and housework and transportation. If the patient is stable, he'll continue the physical therapy. He has been advised about chiropractor, acupuncture that can be used. He has been provided the following medication. A new prescription was written for the following medication. Meloxicam, 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory. Scalexin, 800 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxer. Lyrica, 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief, headaches. Lidocaine patch for topical pain relief. Solipidem or Ambien, 5 milligram at night for sleep. And Imitrex, 100 milligram for sleep, for the headache relief. He's also provided additional prescription of Furoset 1-2 every 6 hour, PRN 75 tablets, and Magrinol nasal spray for headaches. Tylenol with codeine number 3 every 12 hour, PRN 30 tablets are provided for an additional pain relief. Other than that, patient is quite stable. He'll be reviewed in 30 days. Meanwhile, he continues his physical therapy, chiropractic treatment. He's been also been provided with a knee brace that he reported he was never supplied or he lost it before. And thank you.